insane. I know I'm more than a conqueror. I know I'm more than a conqueror. Everything, yeah.
Hello, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Saria Sumini, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire on my online ministry. This particular morning, I need you to connect with me. I need you to open your heart as we go before the Lord in prayer. But before that, just lift up your voice and begin to speak in the language of heaven. Lele, padori, kapasayas, lakaturi, hafas, ibrahatiataya, matunde, legaduri, hafas, watias, shepara, gaduri, atende, vende, limasuataya, ele, matur, hasi, kriantola, Ibalwa tende vrian solo kotori hafas. Lapadia taya gadori hasibra hataya. Lando kori hasiri hatanda. Sheperia taya gadori hasibra hasiante. Lay parantaya gadaba. Father, we give you glory. We give you adoration. For thou art the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. The ancient of days. The beginning and the end. There is never like you. Then there will never be like you. We give you all the glory and all the adoration. All King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We bless you. We bless you, Abba Father. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you for another Sunday. We thank you for another day. We give you glory. We honor you. We appreciate what you've done for humanity. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Le palantaya gadori hasivranteya gadosaya. Ipaliandere atunda siantele gedei. Shekur hadiri hata. Lapande briansolo godori hasivra hasiataya. Zepanda kundele atunda. Le parantaya gadori asande viandolo gosiata. Le pande veria. Just open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. La Dori Antea Gado Salabadoha. Lepande Variatori Hasiri Hata. La Dori Atende Vende Lematula Badaba. The other day, the gentleman David said, it's a morning, afternoon, and midnight. Will I lift up prayers before my living God? We got to pray. We got to pray. Church, we need to pray. We got to pray. Wherever you are, just connect with me. Connect with me. Heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul, spirit to spirit. And connect with me via the internet and just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Gadu la bara sara sataya. La bandele bede matula badu siantaya. La kuande brian solo godori ataya badosaya. Ibadu antele gede salabaduatea. Vasundele maduri hapa. Le kuran salabadori antaya badosaya ba. Ivalu asimbra antolo godori ataya bahasaya. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are enjoying peace. We are enjoying peace. But in other countries, we can see that on the internet, on the online, on the cable television, that there are wars going on. But we are praying right now that may the peace of God continue to surpass us. May the peace of God continue to dwell with us. May the mercy and the goodness of God continue to be with us. Just open your mouth and begin to pray with me. Lalu alandele madul hadasa. Zekul hadande vrihasula badori hataya. Vaduande vrian sukotoli atanda vrihasaya. Ukuan sara baduri hasibha. Le paran sara baduri hapando kori hasibra hasias. Shapando gori ataya vados ala baduata. Labando kos ivra haturi hasibra hataya. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are still praying. We are still praying. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Humanity needs light. Many of us are dwelling in darkness. Many of us are dwelling in darkness. This particular week we are going to deal with light. We need light for illumination. We need light for creation. We need light for thinking. We need light. We need light. Whatever that you are doing, you need the light of God. 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 In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, the beginning God, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, and fashioned. Three things that took place in the beginning. I need to understand, child of God, that three things that took place in the beginning. In the beginning, God prepared, He formed, and He fashioned. He prepared, He formed, and He fashioned. This particular morning, I pray for whoever that needs preparation, that receive the garment of preparation, receive the anointing of preparation, receive the ability, the enablement of preparation, receive the capacity of preparation. Receive it right now. I give you the shoes of preparation. I give you the scepter of preparation. I release the garment of preparation to relocate you right wherever you are. In the name of Jesus. Is that in the beginning? In the beginning. When God started everything, in the beginning. Is that in the beginning? In the beginning. God prepared. In the beginning. God prepared. In the beginning. God formed. I pray for whoever that needs to be formed. There is a difference between preparation and form. And there is a difference between form and fashion. But right now, I pray by divine authority in the name above every other name, that whatever that has been destroyed, let it come to manifestation. Let it be reformed. Let it be reformed. Sometimes there are certain things that is formless. That has no bearing. But I pray that let there be a bearing. Let there be a formation. I pray for whoever that is watching me that needs an opportunity to work in overseas. I pray for whoever that is watching me that needs an opportunity to give birth. I pray for whoever that needs an opportunity to do an extraordinary, that be receive the garment of formation, receive the gift to form things in the mighty name of Jesus. He said in the beginning, God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned. God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned. That is why the Bible says that no weapon fastened against me shall prosper. He said, no weapon fastened against me shall prosper. What stands to reason that there are certain things that come together for it to be fastened. For instance, when somebody wants to fasten a weapon against you, he got to get your name. He got to get your name. He got to get your location. He needs to get your location. And he needs to get your picture or your ID. He needs to get something, a point of contact that he will use to fasten against you. This particular week, I pray for whoever that is watching me, that whatever that the enemy has fastened against you, it shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. It shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. It shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. Whatever that the enemy has done, whatever that the enemy has covered you with, whatever that the enemy is fastening in the womb of time, whatever that the enemy is preparing in the womb of time, whatever that the enemy is doing against you, the Bible says that no weapon fastened against you shall prosper. I declare in the name of Jesus that anything that is being fastened against you, this week let it backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it backfire in the name of Jesus. Let it backfire in the name of Jesus. We would hold the enemy from fastening against you. Anything that the enemy has fastened, be it an arrow, be it shoots, or be it whatever, be it an arrow, whatever that the enemy has fastened against you, be it traps, I pray in the name of Jesus that let it be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that in the beginning, back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, is in the beginning. In the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning, God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. He prepared, He formed, and He fashioned. He prepared, He formed, and He fashioned. He prepared, He formed, and He fashioned. He prepared, He formed, and He fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. This stands to reason that if you want to create anything, there are three phases that you have to go through. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. The Bible says that, and when Esther was being prepared to meet the King Ahasuerus, on the day that the maidens were set on array, the Bible says that when Esther was being prepared, I don't know if whoever that wants to get married, but you got to prepare. You need to prepare. You need to prepare. You need to prepare. Prepare yourself. And on the day that you be set on array, you shall never be disgraced. You got to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself. You got to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself. You got to prepare yourself in the name of Jesus. In the beginning, God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned. God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned. And created the heavens and the earth. And he created the heavens and the earth. And he created the heavens and the earth. This stands to reason that before the heavens and the earth came together, God prepared, God formed, and God fashioned. What stands to reason that he took something from somewhere, and he added it to something, and there came the heavens, and there came the earth. And there came the heavens, and there came the earth. And prophetically, I pray for whoever that wants to create an app, whoever that is watching me, that is still in IT institution, that wants to create an app, that says the Lord. He said, take your time and prepare. Take your time and form. And take your time and fashion. He, the Lord, will make it come into full manifestation. It shall manifest this particular year. As a matter of fact, between 2021, between 2020 and 2021, sorry, between 2021 and 2022, it shall manifest in the name of Jesus. It shall manifest in the name of Jesus. In the verses 2, that is Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says, the earth was without form, an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. Which stands to reason that after God created the heavens and the earth was without form. The earth was formless. Which stands to reason that if God has given you the earth, after the moment he created it, you will be very angry. You said it is baseless. It is meaningless. It has no hope. The earth had 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 no hope. I pray for whoever that doesn't have hope, that it shall be well. That in the name of Jesus, there shall be hope. I release the garment of hope upon you. I receive the scepter of hope in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that the earth had no hope. The earth was formless. 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 I pray in the name above every other name. In the name above every other name, that let whatever that you are creating have form in your life. I pray for those who need balance in life. Sometimes you need balance in life. Sometimes you lack balance in life. Sometimes your life is formless. Sometimes your life lacks bearing. You don't know where you are going from. You don't know where you are coming from. And you don't know where you are going to in life. Sometimes your life, it lacks bearing. But I pray in the name of Jesus that receive bearing in the name of Jesus. Receive bearing in the name of Jesus. This particular month, receive bearing in the name of Jesus. Receive bearing in the name of Jesus. By grace, I know that you have received the bearing in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that, and the earth was without form and empty, empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, very great deep. The Spirit of the Lord was moving. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering. The Spirit of the Lord was brooding. I needed to understand it this way. He said, and the Spirit of God was moving after he created the heavens and the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. There is a difference between moving, and there is another difference between hovering. When you hover, your feet does not touch the ground. When somebody hovers, his feet or her feet doesn't touch the ground. It doesn't touch the ground. But after God moved on the face of the earth, he hoved. He was hovering upon the face of the earth. And he was brooding. He was brooding. He was brooding like a hen. He was brooding upon the earth. He was brooding. Somebody may ask, what was God doing? Well, in the case that he was brooding on the earth, what stands to reason that God was about to create something different. So he was brooding on the earth. As a matter of fact, he has opened his wings and he was brooding on the earth. He was brooding on the earth. God was brooding on the earth after he created the heavens and the earth. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that lacks wisdom to understand the interpretation of the Bible, that receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that after God moved, it said, and the Spirit of the Lord, Kadil Hataya, which stands to reason that it is by the Spirit of man, or it's by only the Spirit that can move, that can hover, and that can brood. You can't brood as a human being with your physical body, but you can brood with your spirit. You can hover with your spirit. You can move with your spirit. That is why sometimes people can say that I experience an out body experience. Which stands to reason that his body was being lifted up. His spirit was being lifted up from him, and he began to see certain things hidden in the womb of time. That is the same way it happened to the apostle Peter when the Lord actually picked up his spirit. And he actually displayed different kinds of animals. And he asked Peter to actually, slaughter some and eat. And the Bible said that, and Peter said that, these animals are unclean. He experienced out of body experience. His spirit was out of his body, and he was experiencing. He was actually brooding and hovering. He was actually moving and hovering. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that your spirit got to move. That your spirit got to move. That in the name of Jesus, let that chains break. Let that chains break. Let that chains break. Let that chains break. Let that chains fall in the name of Jesus. Let those chains fall. Let the chains fall. Let the chains break. Let the chains fall. Let the chains break. Let the chains fall. Let the chains break. Let the shackles break. Let the shackles break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the cages be open. Let the cages be open. I see you coming out of the cage. I see you coming out of the cage. I see your marital ring coming out of the cage. In the name of Jesus. Let the cage be open. Let the cages be open. Let the cages be open. Let the shackles break. Let the shackles break. I see your foundation breaking in the name of Jesus. I see your foundation breaking in the name of Jesus. I see you coming out as a giant in the name of Jesus. I see you coming out as a giant in the name of Jesus. I see the atmosphere being opened over your life this particular week in the name of Jesus. Whatever that the enemy planned, whatever that the enemy plotted against you, I see you coming out. I see you coming out. I see you running out. I see you running out. I see you running out. I see you coming out in the name of Jesus. You shall not go back there in the name of Jesus. I see you running out. I see you coming out in the name of Jesus. I see lions being released from the presence of God, and I see angels all around you. I see them delivering you. I see you coming out. I see them delivering you. I see them coming out. I see your spirit being in a state of enjoyment. I see you enjoying. I see you experiencing great joy. I see you experiencing uncommon joy in the name of Jesus. God bless you so much for watching me. Is that the earth was without form and an empty waste, meaning the earth had no meaning, it had no purpose after God created it. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the great deep. The Spirit of God was moving over. The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, moving over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. What stands to reason that God generated light from the water. This stands to reason that God generated light from the water. That is why most of certain countries are using hydroelectric power or hydraulic power, meaning it was generated from the water. Power was being generated from 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 water. He said, and the Spirit of God was moving and hovering and brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light, and there was light. I pray for whoever that does not have light in this particular season, in this end time season, you don't have light. I connect you to the light. I connect you to light. I connect you to light in the name of Jesus. I connect you to light in the name of Jesus. Receive illumination. Receive illumination in the name of Jesus. Receive light in the name of Jesus. Receive illumination in the name of Jesus. Receive light in the name of Jesus. Receive illumination in the name of Jesus. Receive light in the name of Jesus. Receive illumination in the name of Jesus. Receive light in the mighty name of Jesus. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Light came, or light proceeded out of the mouth of God. That stands to reason that God is very powerful. God is very powerful. I pray for whoever that needs light in his life. I pray for whoever that needs light in his business. I pray for whoever that needs light in his marriage. I pray for whoever that needs light at the place of work. I pray for whoever that needs light wherever you find yourself. I pray that let the light of God be channeled into your life in the name of Jesus. The purpose of light is to actually exit darkness. The purpose of light is to exit darkness. The purpose of light is to exit darkness. The purpose of light is to exit darkness. I pray that may you receive light in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly turn your Bible with me to also to John chapter 1 verse 1 to 9. 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 The Bible says, in the beginning, before all time. He said, in the beginning, before all time was the Word. That is Christ. In the beginning, before all time was the Word. Which stands to reason that Christ has dwelt in the beginning before Genesis came to being, Christ was there. Before Genesis, the book of Genesis, came into being, Christ was there. Before God started saying, let there be light, Christ was already there. Christ was already there. He said, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, that is Christ. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God Himself. I told somebody that God is very powerful, that he can decide to, divide Himself into three different persons. And call one Jesus Christ. And call the other God the Father. And call the other God the Holy Spirit. That is how powerful He is. That is the same way He gave us an illumination that man was also created after His pattern. Man has a soul. Man has a spirit. And man has a body. Man has a soul. Man has a spirit. And man has a body. That is the same way God has created Himself as. He said, I'm the same as God the Father. I'm the same as God the Son. And I'm the same as God the Holy Spirit. And I work in diverse kinds of ways. And I have angels assigned or symmetrically assigned to me as well. So in John chapter 1 verse 9, the Bible says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word. Christ, that is Christ, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came to existence through Him. So all things were made in existence through Christ Jesus. That is why He said, let there be light, and there was light. So that was the creation, or that was the manifestation of Christ Jesus. The light of God, the light of man, the light of many. All things were made and came into existence through Him. And without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In the verses 4, the Bible says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. So in Christ Jesus was life. When you lack life, you just have to contact Christ Jesus. You just have to have a covenant with Christ Jesus. And then you will have life. He said, in Him was life. And that life was the light of God. He said, in Him was life. And the life was the light of man. So it was the light of man. In Him was life. So if you need life, just stay connected to Christ Jesus. Stay connected to Christ Jesus. In verses 5, the Bible says that, and the light shines on the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. And the light shineth on the darkness, and the darkness has never overpowered it. I pray for whoever that also need light, those who are in darkness. I pray that let the mighty arm of God pull you out. Let the mighty arm of God pull you out. Let the mighty arm of God pull you out in the name of Jesus. Let the mighty arm of God pull you out in the name of Jesus. He said, and the light shines in the darkness. For the darkness overpowered it and put it out or absorb it or appropriated and is unreceived. Verses 7, the Bible says that there came a man sent from God whose name was John. In the verse 7, the Bible says that this man came to witness that he might testify of the light, that all men might believe in it and adhere to it, trust it and rely upon it through him. Which stands to reason that all this particular man by name John came to testify about the light of God. He came to testify about the light of God. In the verses 8, the Bible says that he was not the light himself, but came that he might bear the witness regarding the light. In the verses 9, the Bible says that there it was, the true light was then coming into the world, that illuminates every person. So that this particular light that came into the world, that is Christ Jesus, it illuminated everybody. It gave everybody an illumination, an advanced knowledge about who they are and about where they are coming from. Kabula Babia Taya Bahasaya. Father, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We bless you for how far you have brought us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today's sermon, I've titled it, the 6 Master Keys to Excel in Your Walk with God. The 6 Master Keys to Excel in Your Walk with God. The 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. The 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible says that how God anointed and consecrated. It says how God anointed and consecrated. How God anointed and consecrated Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power, how he went about doing good, and in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil. For God was with him. So I'm going to enlighten you on the 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. The 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. The first master key is anointing. The first master key is anointing. The 6 master keys in your work with God. The first master key is anointing. What is an anointing? What does it mean when you say anointing? What is an anointing? And who is an anointed person? What is an anointing? And who is an anointed person? What is an anointing? And who is an anointed person? What is an anointing? And who is an anointed person? Anointing simply means the application of oil as a sign of consecration or satisfaction. Anointing simply means the application of oil as a sign of consecration or satisfaction. So anointing simply means that it is a sign. It gives you a sign. When we apply an oil upon you, it is a sign of consecration and it's a sign of satisfaction. Quickly turn your Bible with me. A scripture reference will be taken from Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach. Which stands to reason that when men are anointed, they can do certain things that are extraordinary to the lay person. When men are anointed, they can do certain things that are extraordinary, that are different, that differentiate them and others. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good things, good tidings unto the meek. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to build up the brokenhearted. He has sent me to build up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. To proclaim liberty to the captive. And the openings of the prison to them that are bound. And the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. So when Isaiah was being anointed, these were the things that he went through. He said he was anointed to preach good tidings. What is good tidings? To preach a better message, to preach consoling message, to preach positive message, to preach encouraging message to those who are discouraged in life. To preach that particular message to those who are discouraged in life. And he went on and he said, he has sent me to bind up the broken heart. Those who are broken hearted because they were not granted certain things. Those who are broken hearted because they were discouraged. Those who are broken hearted because they were in a state of expectation. When things came down, when everything within their life crumbled, those were the people that when Isaiah was being anointed, he actually binded them. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that you are experiencing a broken heart, that in the name of Jesus, let your heart be bounded. Let your heart be binded. Let your heart be bounded in the name of Jesus. I bind your heart in the name above every other name. That in the name of Jesus, if you are watching me, and any woman has given you a broken heart, any man has given you a broken heart, then I pray in the name above every other name, that in the name of Jesus, receive a divine binding in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I see somebody by name James Opon. Whoever that has, any lady that has broken your heart, I pray in the name of Jesus that receive a total healing. Let your heart be bounded in the mighty name of Jesus. And Isaiah went on and he said, to proclaim liberty. I pray for whoever that is in captivity, that let those cages be open. You are no more a captive to your master, but I pray that you shall be a master in Christ Jesus. You shall reign with Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Sometimes people are being caged. I pray for those who are being caged under the sea, that in the name of Jesus, let mighty angels get down there. Let angels that deal with cages get down there and release you right now. In the name of Jesus, release you right now. In the name of Jesus, release you right now. In the name of Jesus, angels that are bound, angels that deals with cages, and angels that deals with the marine spirit, I release them right now. Now let them dive into the ocean and release you from the cages. In the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 27, it is a scripture reference to the anointing. Anointing simply means the application of oil as a sign of consecration or satisfaction. Anointing simply means the application of oil as a sign of consecration or satisfaction. We are dealing with the 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. The 6 master keys to excel in your work with God. So turn your Bible with me to 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. The Bible says, "By the anointing which ye have received," is that by the anointing which ye have received of him, "abideth in you." Which stands to reason that when you are being anointed, the anointing stays within you. If you don't experience or feel the anointing, then it stands to reason that the anointing have been covered. And you got to stir up the giftings in you. You just have to stir the anointing with prayer. You just have to stir the anointing with fasting. You just have to stir the anointing with reading the word of the law. He said, "By the anointing which ye have received of him, abided in him, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and it's no lie, even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him." Which stands to reason that when you receive this kind of anointing, there are certain kinds of anointing. When it comes upon you, it enables you to be a president. It enables you to be a boss. It enables you to open your own business. It enables you to marry. It enables you for you to be to have dominion. But this particular, there are certain kind of anointing also, when you receive, it abides in you. It teaches you. It opens doors for you. It gives you favor. It gives you acceptance. It gives you whatever that you need or whatever that you lack in life. This is what the Bible is teaching us. So we are done with the first master key, that is anointing. I'm moving on to the second one, that is consecration. What is consecration? Consecration simply means to make holy or to dedicate to a higher purpose. To make holy or to dedicate to a higher purpose. So when man or women are consecrated, they are make holy. And they are being dedicated to a higher purpose. That is what consecration means. I was being consecrated, and I'm being dedicated to a higher purpose, to preach the gospel to you. And that is what I have stayed over, or that is what I've stayed in the queue, and I'm still doing to you. So when the anointing, when one is being consecrated, he is made holy and is dedicated to a higher purpose. Quickly turn your Bible with me to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. The Bible says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, Look at the character traits, or look at the title that God is giving to his people. It's that, "But you are a chosen generation." First, when you are being consecrated, you are a chosen generation. He said, "But you are a chosen generation." Then second, he said, "You are a royal priesthood." When you are being consecrated, you are a royal priesthood. Then he went on and said, "And a holy nation," which stands to reason that there are particular remnants of God that are being consecrated in each and every year, each and every month, and each and every week. These particular people are called a holy nation. And Israel can be served, or Israel serves us as an example, as a holy nation. And we went in and said, "A peculiar people." Who is a peculiar people? One that has been associated from the many. He's a peculiar people. He has a different identity. He has a different face. He has a different thinking. He doesn't think like the man, the one that is in the world. But he thinks as a different person. A remnant. He said that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. What stands to reason that all these people, those that God called them a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people, were in the darkness. They were in the darkness. But God lifted them up. He bathed them, he washed them, and they came into the marvelous light of God. They came into the marvelous light of God. So that is the purpose of consecration. It is one key, or one of the master keys, that enables you. It enables you to walk with God. It's one of the master keys. I'm giving you a second scripture reference that is symmetrically to the consecration. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Whenever somebody is being consecrated, he presents his body as a living sacrifice. You don't do anything with your body just like that. You just don't eat anything. You just don't eat anything. But you sanctify yourself. He said, you should present yourself as a living sacrifice. So you present yourself as so. As a living sacrifice. You don't eat anything. You don't sit anywhere. You don't talk anyhow. You don't sleep anyhow. You don't have sex with anything. You don't commit suicide. There is nothing that you have to do, because your body is a living sacrifice unto God. It's a holy and acceptable unto God. You just have to always present your body neat. That is why you always have to bath well. You just have to put on certain things for you to smell good. When you smell good and your life smells good, then God will always be around you. Your body is a living sacrifice. So shall you also present it as a holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable sacrifice. Anything that you present to God, God accepts it. But there is only one thing that he calls it a reasonable service. That is setting yourself apart in consecration and presenting your body as a living sacrifice. Setting yourself apart as a consecrated personality and presenting your body as a living sacrifice. I'm moving on to the third one. We are dealing with the six master keys to excel in your walk with God. I dealt with the first one. The first one is anointing. The second one is consecration. And the third one is Holy Spirit. For you to walk well with God, you need the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? He's part of the three Godhead. He took after Christ Jesus when he ascended to heaven. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3. The Bible says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty." "And floods upon the dry grounds. And I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offerings." What stands to reason that God wants his spirit to be planted in our seeds? What is our seeds? Our seeds are our offspring, our children. God wants his spirit be planted in our seed. The same way that his spirit is planted in us, the same way that the spirit is planted in you, he expects you to teach your children. He expects you to groom your children so that his spirit will stay in your children or in your seed. And he said, "My blessings shall be upon thy offspring." Which stands to reason that after his spirit have been planted in our seed, his blessings will come upon them. So that is one of the master key in walking with God. That is the Holy Spirit. Then turn your Bible with me to John chapter 14 verse 26. The Bible says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. What stands to reason that after we are being taught in the church, after the man of God are done, or after the woman of God is done teaching you, there is one particular man called the Holy Spirit who will always comfort you when you are cold. He will comfort you when you are in pain. He will comfort you when you are bereaved. He will comfort you when you are weeping. He will comfort you when you are gnashing your teeth. He is always around you, but sometimes he will identify himself to you. Other times, he will never identify himself to you. He said, by the Holy Spirit. He said, by the Holy Spirit. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which stands to reason that one of the greatest assignments of him is to comfort you in all diverse of life. In all diverse of life. I pray for whoever that is going through pain. I pray for whoever that is going through torture. That let the Holy Spirit comfort you this particular month in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit comfort you this particular month in the name of Jesus. He said he will also give you a remembrance. He will help you to remember whatever that you have learned. Whatever that you have learned. You can be a student and you learn and you forgot. But the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. He will always bring it to your remembrance. He will always bring it to your remembrance. He will always bring it to your remembrance. In the name of Jesus. So that is a third master key in walking with God. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I'm moving on to the fourth one. The fourth one is strength. You need strength in working with God. You need strength. You need strength. Strength simply means capacity for exertion. Capacity for exertion or endurance. Capacity for exertion or endurance. Sometimes you got to endure. You need to endure. Sometimes you got to endure. You got to endure. Quickly, turn your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. The Bible says, "For thou not." It's a fear not. Fear thou not, sorry. It's a fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. After God has strengthened you, he will help you. He will strengthen you. When you are in pain, God will strengthen you. When you are tired, God will strengthen you. When you are weak, God will strengthen you. When you are sick, God will strengthen you. When you are going through things that men will not even understand, God will strengthen you. He said, I will strengthen you. And after I have strengthened you, I will help you. I will help you. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that need divine strength, that receive divine strength in the name of Jesus. Let it fall upon you like a garment in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it fall upon you like a garment in the name of Jesus. He said, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold thee with my right hand and of my righteousness. He said, when you are going through all that you are going through, he will uphold you with his right hand. The right hand of God is power. The right hand of God is authority. The right hand of God will cause you to have dominion. So I pray and I release the right hand of God to locate you wherever you are in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand and my righteousness. Of my righteousness. I pray for whoever that is watching me that needs that strength to walk with God. In the name of Jesus, receive that strength. Receive that hidden strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said, I can do all things. He said, it doesn't matter what it entails. I can do all things. He said, I can do all things. He said, I can do all things. It doesn't matter what it entails. He said, I can do all things. He said, I can do all things. He said, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Through Christ who strengthened me. And I'm moving on to the fifth one. I'm moving on to the sixth master key in walking with God. The sixth master key that will enable you to walk with God. That will enable you to walk with God. The fifth one is ability. The fourth one was strength. The fifth one is ability. Ability simply means possession of the qualities. Possessing of the qualities required to do something. Which stands to reason that there are certain qualities that are required for you to do something. That is why when you are applying for a job, they ask you, they give you the qualities, and if you fall under the qualities, they will actually give you that job, or they will hire you. If you don't fall under that qualities, they will never hire you. They will never hire you. So he said, ability, simply means possession of the qualities required to do something, necessarily skill, competence, or power. So ability comes with three things. The first one is skill. The second one is competence. And the third one is power. The first one is skill. The second one is competence. And the third one is power. I pray and I release the garment of ability to locate you. In the name of Jesus, let the garment of ability locate you. In the name of Jesus, let it locate you. In the name of Jesus, let it locate you. In the name of Jesus, receive the skill, receive the competence, receive the power. In the name of Jesus, receive the skill, receive the competence, receive the power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly." So this particular scripture falls under ability. Is that unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So we need power. We need power under to enable us to have ability. We need power. We need power. We need power. We need power. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." According to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. Then quickly turn the Bible also with me to Romans chapter 15 verse 13. Romans chapter 15 verse 13. The Bible says, "Now the God of hope, now the God of hope, now the God of hope, now the God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Now the God of all hope, fill you with joy and fill you with joy, fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. When you have the ability, you experience joy. When you have the ability, you experience peace. When you have the ability, you experience peace. When you have the ability, you experience hope. I pray that in the name of Jesus, you will have hope, you will have peace, and you will have great joy in the mighty name of Jesus. And the last but not the least, that is power. That is power. That is power. So we started with the six master keys. The first one was anointing. The second one was consecration. The third one is Holy Spirit. The fourth one is strength. The fifth one is ability. And the last one is power. The last one is power. What is power? Possession of control, authority, or influence over others. Power simply means possession of control, or authority, or influence over others. Or influence over others. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. To Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, "Ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part, and unto the uttermost part, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." He said, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness of, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." So what the Bible says, that after you have received the Holy Ghost, you will receive power. It is only through the Holy Ghost that power you can receive power. The channel for power is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can only channel you power. So after you have received the Holy Ghost, you receive power. And that power will enable you to walk with God. It will enable you to walk with God. It will enable you to walk with God. Quickly turn the Bible also with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." It says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So for you to have, or for you to enable, for an enablement for you to walk with God, you need power. You need power. The Holy Ghost will give you power. The Holy Ghost will give you power. So quickly, let me go over whatever that we learned today. That is the six master keys. The six master keys to excel in your work with God. And the first one was the anointing. The second one was consecration. The third one was the Holy Spirit. The fourth one was strength. The fifth one was ability. And the sixth one was power. The sixth one was power. And then this come together as one, as the as one, as the six master keys to excel in your work with God. God bless you so much. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asumeni, and I'm the lead pastor for Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Conqueror.